January 20. The faithful ones will not fail. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Revelation 14:12. We have need now for more than human wisdom in reading and searching the Scriptures. And if we come to God's Word with humble hearts, He will raise up a standard for us against the lawless element. It is difficult to hold fast the beginning of our confidence firm unto the end, and the difficulty increases when there are hidden influences constantly at work to bring in another spirit, a counterworking element, on Satan's side of the question. In the absence of persecution, there have drifted into our ranks some who appear sound, and their Christianity unquestionable, but who, if persecution should arise, would go out from us. In the crisis, they would see force in specious reasoning that has had an influence on their minds. Satan has prepared various snares to meet varied minds. When the law of God is made void, the church will be sifted by fiery trials, and a larger proportion than we now anticipate will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Instead of being strengthened when brought into straight places, many prove that they are not living branches of the true vine. But when the world makes void the law of God, what will be the effect upon the truly obedient and righteous? Will they be carried away by the strong current of evil? Because so many rank themselves under the banner of the Prince of Darkness, will God's commandment-keeping people swerve from their allegiance? Never. Not one who is abiding in Christ will fail or fall. His followers will bow in obedience to a higher authority than that of any earthly potentate. While the contempt placed upon God's commandments leads many to suppress the truth and show less reverence for it, the faithful ones will, with greater earnestness, hold aloft its distinguishing truths. We are not left to our own direction. We should consult His Word with humble hearts, ask His counsel, and give up our will to His. We can do nothing without God.